There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is What's On Your Mind. That's the name of the radio show, because we want to know what's on your mind. So, folks, you have it. No guests, no pundits, no politicians, just you, me, Todd, Manny, whatever you want to talk about here today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What day is it today, Todd?
It's the day after April Fool's Day. I forget the name you were using, because it doesn't mean anything to us in Bismarck.
Yeah, no, the Everyone Matters Day.
Right? Everyone Matters Day, yeah. See, everyone matters every day out here. That's why
exactly
I can't
right.
get my arms around one specific day.
And I might come back.
What happens tomorrow?
I want to talk about that in a little bit, but what day is it today? Not Everyone Matters Day.
Thursday, April 2nd, 2015.
Exactly. It's Holy Thursday is what it is today. And for those that are commemorating this week, Holy Thursday is the day very often where the washing of the feet is commemorated, okay? So I was thinking about this bright and early this morning, okay? And I was thinking about, you know, that example. And I thought, who does that? Today, a month.
I wash my feet every day.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm
talking
sorry.
About someone that washes someone else's feet. That's a
good point.
And, you know, I mean, of course, with like so many stories, that one, in this case, it was, you know, Christ washing the feet of the disciples, right? So they were like blown away. Like, what are you doing? You don't do that. And he, so it was a parable. He was using it to tell a story. Okay. And so you don't literally have to wash someone else's feet, but you can serve them. You can be kind to them. You can do other things. And I believe there are huge amounts of people that do that all the time. In little ways, and do it really well, that are not noticed, that, you know, maybe if we recognize them, it'll inspire others to do the same. It'll be a little, you know, snowball effect. So just think about that. And if you have an example you want to share, I'd welcome the call. You don't even have to use a name, because most often folks don't want the name noticed. I actually, you know, have been looking around for some examples and trying to think myself of some examples. You know, and I was at Sandy's Donuts the other day. Sandy's Donuts is a very famous West Fargo business, been around forever, and expanded now into Fargo, but it started in West Fargo. A lot of the convenience stores you go into will have Sandy's Donuts, and, you know, folks, just Sandy's Donuts is the famous donut, right? Long before there was a Krispy Kreme, I guess, it was, Sandy's was the deal in West Fargo. And Mark, the owner out there, was talking about how once a month he and his employees go over to the New Life Center and they make the meal. I mean, I've done this before where you go to the homeless shelter and you serve a meal, but they actually make it, and, you know, I mean, doing the whole works, going to the kitchen and the whole thing. New Life Center is, you know, recovery place. You know, that's a prime example. That's really, really neat. I have a buddy, Tom Campbell. He's a senator from Grafton, potato farmer, banker. And he is a volunteer at the jail up in Grafton. Once a month, he goes in there. Now, nobody knows that. Tom doesn't want to tell the world that, right? But he goes into a jail and ministers to criminals. All right? That's like washing somebody else's feet, isn't it? So my point is, I think if you just think about it a little bit, I mean, my mom's at a special, in a memory care unit at a retirement center. And when I go and visit her, I'm just amazed at the staff and how they, I mean, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, you've got a number of residents, and especially in the memory care unit. I mean, you know, okay, where are you going? Oh, come back over here. No, no, don't, you know, I mean, and just obviously they're getting paid, but, you know, with our economy, you could get paid doing a lot of things, and not the least of which would be washing somebody else's feet, but they do, you know. I don't know. I just think the more we sort of are aware of that, recognize it, maybe the more of it that'll happen out there. Just people doing, you know, good things for other people. That's why I bristled a little bit at this idea of the Everyone Matters Day, because it is Everyone Matters Day, and I don't know how big a deal this is. Some movement evidently is sweeping the country, and Fargo bought into it and said, yes, we'll do a proclamation and sign us up. We're an Everyone Matters, you know, city. And that's why Todd and I were joking earlier. I guess Bismarck isn't. I guess Watford City isn't.
We're going to put signs at the edge, the city limit signs on 29 and 94 and stuff now too.
I would rather just celebrate
Fargo of, you know, city.
The Everyone Matters City. Yeah, Everyone Matters here, but just today on this day. But there's a lot of people in this world who are without the benefit of a proclamation from a politician telling them that it's an Everyone Matters Day that recognizes everyone matters. And to give of themselves selflessly day in and day out.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, where everyone matters every day.
It's our new slogan. Yeah, so anyway, if you have an example of somebody doing, you know, I mean, the washing of the feet, you know, bowing down, literally. Here's how I put it on my Facebook page. I thought, you know, who do you know on this earth today that bows down to serve others selflessly? You know, I don't measure up. But I know they're out there. And, you know, I think we ought to thank them, recognize them, and in turn inspire others to do more to help others. Let me know if you agree. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And by the way, you can also email us, as somebody just has, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Before I read that, because it is a example of someone doing exactly what I'm saying. Jeff in Jamestown's been waiting a while to weigh in here. So, Jeff, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
I'm glad to hear you say this, because 2 days ago, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan hit the airwaves and said unless the Democratic Party muzzles Elizabeth Warren, they won't be making any donations to the Democratic Party. Who do they think they are? Al Capone?
Yeah, I missed the first one you said. J.P. Morgan and who?
And Citigroup. Citibank, we're on the public. This is on MSNBC and Fox News both. Unless they muzzled Elizabeth Warren, they wouldn't be making any donations to the Democratic Party. Isn't whether you like her or not, I'm not a big fan of her, but this is a freedom of speech country.
Yeah.
But it looks like, and hey,
I would imagine the conversation went something like this, Jeff, right? So if, you know, someone works for you there in Jamestown, is causing a problem for, you know, someone that's a big customer of yours, let's say, okay? The customer is going to call and say, hey, Jeff, you know, your employee there is causing us some issues, and it'd really be a lot better off for, you know, our continued business that she not be as vocal as she is about, you know. And that's kind of how it's said. I'm sure they're not saying, you muzzle her or, but
you're missing the point. She's an elected official by people. And this is the banking system that you and I paid to bail out.
Yeah, I hear you.
They shouldn't be threatening anybody.
And this, I don't disagree. And by the way, what I'm saying is I think it goes on all the time. But I don't disagree with you. And I'm not a big fan of big banks. I think big, you know, I think big whatever is troublesome. And you get this arrogance about you, whether you're a big healthcare system and think you can just bully people around and do what you do, and you know, or whether you're a big bank, it happens.
I feel like the common man is losing every day, and when they blatantly threaten in the open, we've got problems. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on.
Good point. Good point, Jeff. Appreciate the call, Eric. On the road. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey Scott. Yeah, I just want to touch base on that Everything Matters Day. I heard a clip on Steve's show earlier this morning from Mahoney talking about the Human Rights Commission and how they had some monies that maybe they weren't spending, and he could have used it somewhere else as acting mayor. And so the Human Rights Commission came up with funding this Everything Matters Day. I just thought that was curious. I don't know if you can find that clip of Mahoney talking.
I have, and for folks that don't know, he's referring to Dr. Tim Mahoney, who is the mayor, acting mayor of Fargo right now, after Jenny Wolliker passed, and a candidate for the permanent position. And this idea of Everyone Matters Day came out of the Human Relations Commission, who evidently had a pot of money they weren't spending. So Mahoney goes to them and say, spend the money or we're just going to, you know, use it on something else. And that's the problem with these commissions, right? They give them a budget, and they don't even know what to spend it on. So they have to make stuff up. That's how ideas like Everyone Matters come to be. And you go, really? I mean, you know, you need a day to recognize Everyone Matters. I mean, you know, part of me, thinks, well, if people need a little nudge every now and then to remember Everyone Matters and maybe be, you know, nice to someone, smile at someone, great. But on the other hand, I'm always suspicious of these things for that very reason. But it's an interesting point. Eric, hang on if you want more to say on the other side of the break here. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past the hour, it is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Ask him the question because we want to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Had a great time in wonderful Carrington, North Dakota yesterday. That was a blast. Thanks to everybody up there. Looking forward to being back up there again very soon. Love that What's in Your Town tour. Always a great time. I'm going to Botno next, I think, middle of April here. Look forward to that. Love getting around all those wonderful communities. By the way, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You need something for a sprayer? They've got it. That's the bottom line. Look, you need a sprayer. They've got it. The Apache brand is the best of the best. They have a few used ones as well. If you check out their website, highplainsapache.com, Apache and other brands as well. But I want you to know this about High Plains Apache. Anything to do with application, they've got it. Period. It's as simple as that. So you go to highplainsapache.com or you stop and see them. They're Mandan location. They're going to take care of you. If they don't have it on hand, they'll get it to you in a day or two, at the most, right to your front door. So highplainsapache.com, Mandan, across from Bonanza, East Side Court right there across from Maine, also in Fargo, actually Frontier just south of Fargo, off the 52nd Avenue and I-29 exit, High Plains Apache. Okay, Eric, back at you. I didn't want to give you a chance to finish your thought on the other side of the break here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I just think that whole thing goes to, you know, just the baseline budgeting of things, the way things are budgeted. You know, we've got issues in the city with property taxes being high. People are complaining about that. We got a diversion that they're trying to, you know, figure out how to pay for and force that through. And they always come back to increasing taxes, whether they're, you know, building a convention center. They're going to, you know, increase taxes to build that. I mean, and then they go to this point where if you could play that clip again by Mahoney, I think it's just classic of, hey, we got a bunch of money here. You got to hurry up and spend it somewhere or I'm going to take it back. Oh, okay, well, let's, you know, let's put it in the fire and roast marshmallows on it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, really.
I think we got to rethink budgeting and you know, they always say, well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, you know what? We got to change our thinking on that.
Let me ask you this. Okay, say they did take it away, okay? You're not spending it, you know, not enough's happening, the mission's gone, we're going to get rid of it. You don't think there'd be a hue and cry, Fargo ends the Human Relations Commission. They don't care about human relations. That's what I mean. Once these things start, they never end. You know,
yeah, I agree. You know, you're right. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but then you've got to communicate that to everybody and say, look, we've got to prioritize our spending. We've got to be smarter when we're spending our money and spending, you know, the taxpayers' money.
And I grow weary of this idea that you have to do something to show you care, right? So it's like everyone matters. I elect a mayor and commission members and county commission members and legislators and congressmen and senators to care and to know that everyone matters. I don't need a commission to tell me that. I don't need a day to tell me that. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, and I guess, you know, I'm leaning more on the thought that goes into the spending of the money. I mean, you got to replay his comments because it's just classic.
Yeah, I don't have it right here, but I can get it, so I'll play it I'm done.
It's a classic mentality of progressive thinking, and we just can't do that anymore. So thanks much. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Let's see here. 24 past the hour. How am I doing on time? Bob and Morehead next on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Hang tight, by the way. I want to read this example because an email has come in already here, and I've got a few others that are coming in, too. And I'm asking, who do you know that bows down to serve others selflessly? Okay, it's Holy Thursday. And many will attend Holy Thursday services today, in which there will be a reenactment of the washing of the feet. All right? Of that great biblical parable that is so significant. It is about less self and more others, right? And so here's an example. Carrie Liebel is from Watford City, and I'm told does all kinds of wonderful deeds for others without all of the fanfare. This note is from Linda Swihovic. Linda's a friend of mine in Watford City. Linda sent this in as an example. Okay, so she's telling us a story about a retired teacher from Watford City, Carrie Liebel, who does deeds for others without all of the fanfare and press that others get. Most recently organized a breakfast fundraiser for a young family that is battling cancer. And actually is a Watford City native and her husband who now live in Arkansas. They're teachers down there. But here's a retired teacher doing something in Watford City for this family way down in Arkansas. You know, fighting a cancer battle. And the community, of course, comes out. But she said she just finds subtle, small ways to make a difference every day. Linda told another story. I don't know if you've been to the voicesofwatford.com website, but it's a great website about stories in Watford. Jim Swihovic, Linda's husband, is featured talking about getting kids home safely because he handles transportation for the school district there. And Jim and Linda lost a daughter in a car accident. And so getting kids home safely is very special to them. Well, this Carrie Liebel that Linda's telling us a story about, every year on their daughter's birthday, the daughter they lost, finds a child who needs help in the community. One year, for instance, paid for the senior pictures for a child as a way to honor Amy's memory. Isn't that cool? See, that's neat. That's what I'm talking about. There's little stories like that that are touching lives that nobody's looking for the fanfare for. They just do it. So love examples of those. Okay, so Bob and Moorhead, you're next up here. What's on your mind?
Well, this morning there was a piece on a local radio station where the Moorhead mayor was going to boycott Indianapolis for the Moorhead Fire Department. Evidently had either training or a convention going on. And because of the gay issue that Bill had passed or was being in question, they were going to boycott. The Moorhead Fire Department was going to boycott, according to the mayor, because of the gay issue. It just seems to me that the mayor seems to be using her position as to make a political statement instead of worrying about, whether the training is taken care of or the convention is attended or whatever. And I was just wondering if you had heard of it.
Hey, Bob and Moorhead, thanks for the call. They just got word they lost power in Scott's studio. That's not good. Boy, has that ever changed the show. If you take Scott off of What's in Your Mind, it suddenly, because there's not a whole lot on my mind.
Exactly.
It's the Todd and Manny Show, everybody. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Bob, did you get to say everything that was on your mind? Guess so. Open phones.
Break that.
It's a Scott-free zone until I get power back. Or until 11 o'clock Central, whichever comes first. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More What's on Your Mind on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnom, and I am back, by the way. Power is a good thing, right, Todd?
Power to pay the bill, or what happened over there?
The power in the bunker goes away.
The gerbil, so the power keeps going.
I go away, yeah, you know. Tried to slip off to my secret little bunker for a bit.
Maybe you're looking for something. I'm like, boy, he's got taking his time on answering this.
Anyway, like, I didn't hear the Bob, you probably heard, but I didn't hear the question. So you go ahead and fire me the question, and I'll answer it.
So this morning on the way into work, I was listening to a local radio station, and they made the comment that the Morehead mayor was going to boycott Indianapolis. The firemen either had a convention to go to or a training seminar, and she was going to boycott Indiana because of the bill that was passed on what they're saying is gay rights or non-gay rights or whatever, and Morehead wasn't going to use any tax dollars. And my question is, doesn't it seem like it seems like the Morehead mayor has an agenda or elected position to further an agenda on her mind that's more important than the firemen's convention or training or whatever it was? I'm kind of curious to see how you feel or if you'd heard it.
No, I mean, obviously, I think... This is the same mayor who proclaimed Meat Free Day as some sort of celebration. Like, we're supposed to be glad about, a Meat Free Day. And if you read the proclamation, it was all kinds of anti-meat rhetoric, which, to me wasn't real wise. And also ignores this part of the world and a big part of, how folks make their livelihood. And add this to it, it sounds like she's just an activist mayor who's a lefty, you know. And
it would be fun to know how many firemen were actually involved in, or if there was even anybody, or if he was just using it to make a statement.
In other words, if they were planning on going at all, you mean? Do this or that? By the way, let's a second on this. How stupid is it to say, we're not going to send our people there. We're not going to, Indiana doesn't have anything different than 19 other states in a minimum, and certainly the federal government. So do they, do they go to Washington, D.C. when they need to, it's just dumb. It is just dumb. But I'm not surprised. But I don't know specifically if it was sort of, I'm going to be an activist on this and do it, or if they legitimately were planning to send someone and then didn't do it. I'll do a little digging and see what we can find out there, Bob, okay?
If I knew how to get a hold of the fire chief, I'd call him and see how many were signed up, or if it was just, she was just making a statement.
Yeah, exactly. Unreal.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Jared and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
All this talk about Indiana has reminded me about the NCAA being based in Indianapolis, Indiana, and getting on Grand Forks about having a nickname for the college that had to do with Indians, and all the time they were throwing their weight around, here they are sitting in Indian City, Indian Country, yelling at us about being inconsiderate to Native Americans, when their whole state and the city that they're based out of are basically, as far as they're concerned, bigot words, you know?
Exactly. Yes.
But what I really wanted to mention was the signs that you see in businesses everywhere that say, we have the right to refuse service to anyone. I see them everywhere. Every state I go to, I go into businesses, and I always see that sign up behind the counter. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. So I don't understand why you would ever have any problems. As long as you got that sign up, you can tell anybody you want to that you don't want their business.
Yeah, well, soon you'll get sued for those signs at the rate we're going here.
You know? This is kind of what I'm wondering about.
You know, and listen, here's the deal. There'll be a vote in the North Dakota legislature probably today on Senate Bill 2279. And that is the bill that, again, brings special protection, special category, adds the sexual orientation to the list of discriminatory labels. Okay, so in other words, race and gender and age and all that. Okay?
Yep.
The idea of someone discriminating against someone in a hateful way, in other words, I don't like Jared and Grand Forks because he's Catholic. I don't like Jared and Grand Forks because he's gay. I don't like Jared from Grand Forks because he's black, because he's too old, right? Yep. And that you are tossed out of your apartment or refused a burger at some restaurant or whatever, okay?
Yep.
To the extent that happens as it pertains to, you know, we're made to believe right now that this happens all the time, and but for this protection out of the law, these people are going to get discriminated against. I don't believe it happens, but if it does, I want to offer this program to be the voice of fixing it. So, in other words, none of us would, the idea of that kind of level of hate to me is abhorrent. So I think what we need to do is say, look, I'm with you on that one. And if it happens, let's deal with it and let's expose it. And I'm saying we'll do this on the most listened to talk show in the state. We'll do that right here, right now. Tell me where and when. Give me the facts. Let us dig into it. And we will shine a spotlight on it and fix it.
That's what the internet is for. If I go someplace and they deny me service, I get online, I write a review about them, and I put out the word that, you know, this business didn't want to serve me for whatever reason. There's no reason to sue them. I just won't go back there again. You know?
I don't understand
the idea that you would want to force somebody to serve you that doesn't want to serve you in the first place.
I agree with you, and that's common sense. That makes some sense. But this isn't about that. This is about the bullying.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like we lost Scott again? They must be losing power room by room over there.
I think so.
One room at a time. Somebody found the circuit breaker box. I just decided I'm flicking this one off. I'm flicking this one off.
Pay your light bill, Hannon.
I know. That's what I told him. I said, can't you guys pay, you know.
Either that, Todd, or somebody's playing an April Fool's joke and they're just 24 hours late.
Is it still April Fool's Day somewhere in the world, or are we past that all around the globe now? Oh, boy. Well, all right. So I'm Todd Mitchell, and until we get Scotty back, you're stuck with me and Manny, of course. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Rocky in Valley City, how's your power out there? You guys have power?
Oh, we've got plenty of it out this way.
I'm thinking Scott's got an enemy in Fargo that's flicking the circuit breaker box, you know, one by one, just to see if they can find the one for his studio. Rocky, what's on your mind?
Well, what I want to talk about, obviously, is the situation out in Indiana. You know, I've got a few takes on it. You know, one is I was a former business owner. I had a restaurant and a lodge in Wyoming. And I don't want to delve into this too much, but you always have, I thought, reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And that was usually just based on conduct of somebody who was unruly or rude or whatever. But
yeah, it's not really intended to discriminate based on the usual stuff. You can't discriminate on sex, race.
Right.
I wonder what I wonder what the legalese is on that, if that sign actually does stand up in court then for any other reason.
Yeah, I mean, that actually stood for, you know, right in when you first walked into my business, both in the bar and the restaurant, there was a sign that said that. But I also the other point I wanted to make, or a couple of them, you know, just the whole topic that we're talking about, I think it's so ridiculous in the first place because it's about religious rights. If somebody has obviously a hard time with, you know, serving somebody or doing something for something they don't believe in religiously, I think that should be honored. I mean, that's First Amendment. That it doesn't have to be a federal or state law. That's one of our basic rights, the Constitution.
Well, it used to be anyway.
I think, you know, because we already know that, you know, this is 19 other states have this law. Arkansas is probably going to join and be 21st. President Clinton signed this into law in 1993. Barack Obama voted for it at the Illinois State House in 98. Ad nauseum, we all know this. I think the only reason we're talking about it is this is the squirrel of an 2016 election. We had the war on women that just drove the narrative in 2012. This is their new. This is the left and the left media's way to bring us off topic, bring us off talking about Hillary and her. Basically, she is a criminal with everything she's done with the hiding of the emails and you can just go on and on and on about all the other topics we could talk about, but we're here talking about Indiana and discrimination.
You got to expect really that. You mentioned Hillary and you know, the losing of the files and all that stuff. Don't you think she's going to get hammered on that point in any debate? I mean, she's going to really have to be prepared.
Well, here's a couple different things. If she was Secretary of State, she had a security clearance. I was in the military. I actually had a TS clearance one time many years ago, top secret clearance. When you leave, we all know she had the OF 109 she's supposed to have signed. Whether she did or did not sign it, she also knew when she got her clearance. You are read on. You are told what you can and cannot leave with. You're told where you can and cannot store documents.
Right.
Her house is not one. Her own server is not one. She broke the law so many times. Anybody in the military, from a buck private to the highest general, would be pilloried for doing what she did.
Now she gets to testify in private. That's my favorite. Yeah. So we don't want to. The most transparent administration in the history of the world is not going to let her, testify in private. It's crazy. Rocky, thanks for the call. Let's go to in Bismarck. Who's waiting from Bismarck?
Mike
in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question for you. You're talking about everyone matters. What does that even mean?
I can read you the proclamations, and you can tell me.
I could probably go read that. But is that kind of like everyone's special, therefore no one is special?
Everyone's a winner. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, gotcha. That's a
Scott. Is that basically what we're getting? The point is of.
Well,
everyone matters
political.
There.
What I'm saying is, though, is this just all political doublespeak? Specific individuals matter. If you're part of a specific class, a specific group, you therefore matter.
I'd love to ask the organizers: Do unborn children matter? If I follow science pretty close, life begins at conception, right? So. Does everyone include babies that every stage of development, you know, I mean, yeah. I'd have a look like they were sucking on a lemon all of a sudden. I take your point. That's why it's sad to me that something as obvious as everyone matters, you know, turns into a political football. Appreciate the call and well said, Mike. Hang on if you have more to say.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Asked and you've answered in fun ways. Do a whole show on this someday, but in honor of it being Holy Thursday today, I have this in my head all day long. Who washes somebody else's feet? Who does that? Who serves others that selflessly, bends that low?
You should be washing your power guy's feet right about now.
I will when they get the power back. So here's another story. Minister Barb Becker. And this one comes from Sandra. Thank you, Sandra. Minister Barb Becker, Watford City. Her story will make your skin crawl, and her deliverance from her past life is something that most would read in a book. She arrived in Watford City during an oil boom in the late 70s. She was a prostitute during this time, and because of a few locals, a few that did not judge her but instead reached out to her, she was saved by acts of kindness. Saved from a life of darkness, cleaned up her living, raised her family, and today is a minister at the Glory of the Lord Pentecostal Church. And her church has some of the most unlovables you can even imagine. Now she's received awards for her acts in our community. And it's a great deal that most do not know. Because of her past and her heart for all people, she'll stop everything and clear her calendar for people in need. Send people over her that are in need of what we call safe houses, a place of respite in a violent situation. She'll stop what she's doing at a given moment to minister to those that require it. Stop what she's doing and fall to her knees to pray for those that require it. She's not my pastor, but I've called on this lady for prayer. She'll activate a prayer chain. Isn't that something? And what a story. And there are, you know, a lot of those out there. So appreciate you sharing those. Good day to do it. Good day to recognize others that are doing it, even though many of them do not want the attention. But I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, let's go up to Wing and Fred.
Yes.
Fred, are you in the shower, or what's the problem?
Oh, we're hauling some grain here.
Oh, I thought you brought the phone. I thought you brought the phone into the shower. There, it sounded like that. That's some good old North Dakota grain you got going, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. This morning we got going early. I saw that moon turn full, and tomorrow it's going to eclipse in the morning. The third of the four blood moons on the Israeli holidays of Passover. I just wanted to remind everyone, you know, God has put these blood moons on this on these Jewish holidays, four of them, and this is the third one. One more this fall. Is he trying to tell us something? You know, it's Jesus was crucified on the Passover weekend. He was a Jew. All the other people were Jews, so it pertains to Israel, and I think we need to pay attention and look at it in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning.
It'll be beautiful. The sunset last night was unbelievable, too. Just fabulous.
That moon was beautiful this morning, and it'll be spectacular because it's just setting at about 6, and that's when it's supposed to eclipse, between 6 and 7, something like that.
I think the last one, I was headed to Weshick. I remember seeing it bright and early in the morning, just absolutely beautiful. So you said, I wonder if he's trying to tell us something. Do you think he is? And if he is, what's he trying to tell us?
Well, in the Bible, in Revelation, Daniel, it says there'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars when it's getting ready for him to come back. And Israel is the one key that this is all around. And these moons are happening during the Israeli holidays. They're in the Jewish holidays. So I'm just looking and just pay attention. The Lord is in control. And you know, there's since these blood moons have happened, by the way, there has been from 4,000 a year average earthquakes up to 80,000 a year average earthquakes.
Well, that's fracking's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about that. We're blaming fracking for that now. At least they are down in Oklahoma City. That's that's their theory. I'm going to have Kathy Nesson on the program soon and debunk that one. But yeah, they're not tying any biblical significance to that. That's all fracking. You forgot that. We got to blame oil. Blame it for everything. Popular sport. Gene in Valley City. I don't hear any grain. I don't hear any cows. What slow day out there? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. You remember the cows. Good morning, Scott.
How are you? Well, I'll never forget the cows. I mean, there's not many calls I've gotten in my radio career where the cow is right along with the caller on the phone. It's kind of cool. I like it.
The cows are in the barn and I'm in the house.
Okay, all right.
Scott, on this issue that you've been talking about today, you know, Saturday morning there was a legislative forum in Valley City and a couple of the pro people spoke. And I'm sitting there at that forum trying to figure out, you know, how to answer these people. And I can't come up with answers. So you go to the Bible, Romans 1, and this will be a hate crime, but you start with Romans 1, start with verse 17 and read to the end of the chapter, and that will be a hate crime, but that's how I would answer them.
All right. Did you there, or it was too late by then, I suppose? Huh? I tell you what, that's good. That one is going to heat up. It's going to be defeated in my mind. That's a prediction. I could be completely wrong.
In North Dakota?
Yeah, Senate Bill 2279. Yeah, and you know, that's a what Indiana's doing is saying, you know, look, we need to protect against this happening. And by the way, it's what the federal government has, so it isn't that radical. What what Senate Bill 2279 is doing is, ironically, allowing for lawsuits for all of that. So it's going the other way, but it'll be defeated. But there'll be a lot of Indiana-like noise on North Dakota when it's defeated, is my point. And hopefully we can have cooler heads prevail and talk about that. Out of time, unfortunately, folks. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennig. God bless you one and all, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hennig to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broil Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips for 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.